Thanos did exactly what he said he was going to do. He wiped out 50% of all living creatures.
We lost, all of us. We lost friends. We lost family. We lost a part of ourselves. This is the fight of our lives.
This is gonna work, Steve.
I know it is. Because I don't know what I'm gonna do if it doesn't.
What's up, true believers? Welcome to Hard in the Paint, where we go hard in everything that is Marvel, DC, TV, film, comics, you name it. We go hard in all those things. And if you are a fan, please hit that subscribe button on any podcast outlet. If you are on the Anchor outlet, please hit that favorite button. Thank you so much for listening, and let's get ready for this brand new episode. Let's go. All right, what's up, true believers? Welcome to another exciting episode of Hard in the Paint. So some of the things that have been coming up in the past 24 hours is how Tony is going to get rescued. I mean, I wouldn't even say last 24 hours. The last week has this whole social media parade have been going on. Say, save Tony, save Tony. Even to the point of NASA tweeting Marvel Studios. Or Robert Downey, I'm not too sure, but I do remember seeing it. I think Robert Downey kind of retweeted NASA, but okay, so one of the things that I heard yesterday that was being emphasized on one of the YouTubers that I follow, which I will not mention any names because, you know, sometimes when we're in this territory, guys, of theory crafting, you know, sometimes we do get it wrong. We get it incredibly wrong. And, you know, we just have some mishaps. We're all human, right? So, one of the first things that we're going to talk about is ones that, again, we've kind of been here before. Like, you know, we made our list of people that we think who's going to save Tony, ones that we think could happen or ones that we want to happen or wish to happen and blah, 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 right? So, let's debunk some things that have been out there so you guys are not, you know, following all these kind of rabbit trails and stuff like that. So one of the things that recently been brought to, I guess you want to say, awareness. Now, they are claiming that this is an Easter egg in Infinity War that they caught that can show how Tony is going to be saved. Now, this one, guys, is hilarious because me, I was actually pretty taken back how fast I caught this and debunked it, and I knew without a shadow of a doubt, guys, 100%, I was 100% sure that this is wrong, and it is wrong. So this one YouTuber puts out that you know, they found this large Easter egg. Now, track with me, guys. We all watched Infinity War. I hope we did. And the part where, you know, Tony just gets on the ship. That Ebony Maw is on. You know, Friday is saying, you know, incoming call from Pepper. Pepper picks up, you know, and the transmission is kind of loosely, okay? And, you know, Friday tells Tony pretty much, hey, when we get to that point of the dialogue that, then, you know, the transmission is going out, we're losing her. And then Friday goes, you know, I'm going too, you know? Now, this YouTuber put out that, well, a couple YouTubers, I'm sorry, that person that's saying, I'm going to, saying more so Pepper saying, hey, get off the ship, and that is Pepper saying, I'm going to, like, hey, I'm going to the ship now, meaning the whole rescue armor kind of theory that, you know, Pepper is going to save Tony. Pepper will not save Tony. Once again, Pepper will not save Tony because Tony is in deep space, okay? The Guardian ship, probably even though Rocket has a homing device on it, you know, I mean, it's they're just floating in space because, you know, no fuel, no, they went through their fuel, they went through their food, blah, 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 blah. Pepper will not find, even that, they won't, she probably, I mean, they're by Mars or they're around Mars or something around there, you know, so understand how long it takes to fly there, guys. Come on, let's be realistic, okay? So, again, to bring that back around, the debunking of this Easter egg is not an Easter egg at all, because it's clearly, even with subtitles, it is not Pepper that's saying, I'm going to. It is Friday saying, I'm going to, meaning, hey, you're losing my transmission as well. Okay? Let's understand that. That's not Pepper. It is Friday. It is clearly heard that it is Friday saying, boss, I'm going to. It's clear. It's clear as day. I mean, even a five-year-old can say, hey, that is not Pepper, that is Friday. And if you don't know who Friday is, it's the AI, the new AI that Tony installed because of Jarvis being in Vision, all right? So let's debunk that. And it's already debunked. It's already in the trash can. Sorry, guys, all those YouTuber theory crafters, we still love you, but you got this one wrong. All right, so on to the ones that I'm pretty much leaning towards, too. Once again, as we put these lists out, even in the ones in the past, they kind of fine-tune themselves in a way. So let's talk about the two people on my list, or the three people on my list, that are going to save Tony once again. All right, so on to the three people, okay? And this is kind of a funny list. The three people that I think is going to save Tony, okay? And more and more I really thought about it, and this is somewhat in our older list here, we're just kind of bringing in, fine-tuning it. The biggest one that makes sense, guys, okay? The biggest one that will make sense, and even though a lot of people, theory crafters out there, are saying that, you know, how is Captain Marvel just going to know where Tony is, because she does have that cosmic awareness. I want to emphasize that. Captain Marvel is one of the best transitional points to bring Tony to Earth, okay? But the other thing, okay, I'm not going to spend too much time on Captain Marvel, because we already emphasized that a whole bunch of times. The next two people, and it's kind of funny because they're the same person, is actually Tony Stark. Tony Stark will save himself, okay? I really think that he's gonna get to himself, and does he even want saving, you know? So I don't know if that's really ballsy to do this, but what if Tony dies in space, okay? He just, like, you know, he just lets himself go and stuff like that, and that one shot of Nebula putting her hand on the shoulder, that if we looked at Tony Stark's and slowed the frames down, he just looks lifeless, you know, as if he already passed. But because Nebula doesn't need food, she's all machine. But the one of the things that I do see happening is that Tony will save himself. You know, he's a master genius. His ancestries, it goes all the way back in the origins of the universe, which I'm not going to go into that one. That's another episode. But he is a master genius. Okay, he's on an alien ship. He's going to figure out somehow how to get energy, how to get this ship, get the Guardian ship going, and figure out the navigations. Because again, at the end of the day, let's not forget, at Guardians 2, Nebula, was used as somewhat as a generator. So she has energy. Okay, so I think there's going to be some kind of dialogue that's going to happen between them, that maybe they'll figure out, they'll use her energy to do that. Okay, and I think when they get the navigation, and when they get the ship coming up, that in some way, because there's only one, you know, with the Guardian ship, because remember that Rocket, Groot, and Thor took the small pod out. So I don't know if there's another pod, but I do think they are going to part ways, because the Russo brothers did confirm that Nebula is still on, chasing Thanos, still like on this pursuit of Thanos. She still has anger towards it because of the death of her sister, Gamora. So I do see this happening, and I am leaning more towards that. That again, that would make sense to bring it all the way back around from the character, because we're not only seeing the Avengers come all the way back around, leaving the original Avengers to come back and bring life to the multiverse, but we're also seeing Tony's arc coming a full circle around, from seeing how Iron Man was born and the rebirth of Iron Man. This could possibly be a rebirth of Iron Man, because knowing that potentially we're leaning towards that Tony is not going to die in Endgame, but keep on going as like this mentor and trainer and so on and so forth. So that's all the stuff I have for you guys today. There is a lot of Spider-Man stuff that has been dropping, but I'm just kind of like, you know, retuning it a little bit. I am actually inspired to put a special broadcast of Spider-Man, like the history of Spider-Man and why he is so gosh darn popular. I don't know why I said that like that, but hey, I am going to do that maybe in the next couple days. So I'm pretty excited about that. Also saw Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse again yesterday and saw so much more Easter eggs. There's probably like 60, 80 Easter eggs in that film, guys. It's crazy. But all right, guys. Well, that's pretty much it, guys. Thank you so much. If you guys are new to the podcast, please hit that subscribe button on all the podcast outlets. We are on 11 platforms, guys. It's so crazy. We are growing every single day, leaps and bounds. Also, guys, if you're not on Anchor, please download the Anchor app. Head on over, favorite me. It's pretty much a podcast outlet where not only you can listen to all these new podcasts that are coming out, but you can create your own. So it's pretty crazy. And it's so easy, guys. It's so easy. But the reason why I have you guys coming on Anchor, because there's this awesome comment feature where you actually hit that callback button and record your messages and send them to me. Send all your comments and feedbacks and reviews, and it could be featured on a future episode. So that's pretty awesome, guys. So send your questions, send your reviews. What do you think about all my theories? What do you think about, you know, how Tony's going to save himself, or the Captain Marvel one? Or were you the one, silly ones, thinking about that was Pepper, and which it was really Friday? So let me know, guys. And also, before you leave, guys, if you are faithful listeners, or if you want to just stop by and give towards this channel, everything goes to the growth of this channel. So go to the donate page to my channel page on Anchor. That's anchor.fm/hardinthepaintpodcast. Okay, that's anchor.fm/hardinthepaint, just like it says, hard in the paint podcast, and give towards that. You can give 99 cents, you can give $5, give $10, even though it says month to month, guys, you can only do it one time, and I'm still appreciate it. All that goes towards the growth of the channel, as well as some great prizes coming up for our 1 year anniversary. We're going to do a whole bunch of giveaways. So super, super excited about that, guys. All right, guys, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy days to listen to me rant. This is Justin, and thank you for listening to Hard in the Paint. Stay awesome, guys.